Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising with Shabaka St. Card. The air date of this episode is April 28, 2023. Also, tomorrow, April 29th, will be the 31st anniversary of the rebellion in Los Angeles, California, where the four cops had walked dead but savagely beat Rodney King. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we just got... Yeah, Brother Che, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying if you, I heard you correctly. You said it was 29 years. It'd be 29 years tomorrow since the LA Rebellion.
Yeah, no, sir. 31 years.
Oh, 31 years. Yeah, I was 31 years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because last year was 30th. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this morning we'll be discussing current major issues in these contemporary times as they affect us as a people here on April 28th, 2023. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns on Grand Rising with Shabaka. It's black people versus all other groups as China, Europe, and the USA continue to exploit our resources from the continent of Africa and in the diaspora. Great news, black family. Great news, great news, great news. The raggedy, lying, stinking skank that falsely accused Emmett Till by the name of Carolyn Bryant has kicked the bucket. And I hope the spirit of Emmett, yes, sir. And I hope the spirit of Emmett Till and of that of his mother, Ms. Mobley, basher, you know, from here, you know, all of eternity. There was no excuse for that, you know, that there was that white privilege to the utmost, okay. And I dare any ass scratcher, any Yasa boss to call in today on this festive occasion. And if you got any idea talking about you, we need to feel sorry for and all that, then you have called the wrong number. If you call in here talking about, well, we must forgive her, this, that, day, the other, you have called the wrong number. This is a great day. What happened with Mr. Till at the age of 14 years old was despicable, beyond inhumanity, and what have you. Right. So therefore, once again, we want all you Biden supporters to give us a call at, what's our number again? Oh, yeah, 516-418-5996. 5996. Oh, that's our number. Okay. All righty. Okay. We got the right number out there. Okay. And as you know, Brother Che, the murder of Emmett Till, you know, happened a few years before that I was born. He was from Chicago, Illinois, and he had went to Mississippi to visit his grandparents. Okay. So yeah. I believe that Mr. Till had...
I just found out one of my Facebook friends was related to Emmett Till by marriage.
Oh, okay. And then, too, our condolences still go to...
Carolyn Bryant. Hold on, Sebastian. Let me get my thoughts on Carolyn Bryant. Grand Rising's black family, Grand Rising, Chan Christman, Jesse Paris, Ransom Mayor of Denver, Colorado. Didn't get the results I wanted, but we're not done yet. We got other offices we're going to be running for in the near future. In regards to Carolyn Bryant, makes you rest in peace.
Right.
That
most
made
definite.
She be tortured. I hope she was taunted and tortured for the remainder of her days. She got to live to 88 years old. She shouldn't have even got to live past 60.
Right.
It was my... understanding that they kept moving her around. She ended up in hospice in Louisiana, and that's where she ended up dying. Mm-hmm. They moved her around from North Carolina to Georgia to Mississippi to her final resting places in Louisiana. And there's already brothers and sisters trying to find out where that witch is buried so they can piss on her grave.
Right.
And shoot up her grave.
Oh, absolutely.
And all that. Her stone and all kinds of stuff. Like they did Fred Hampton's headstone, like they do Fred Hampton, like they did Emmett Till's headstone every year.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, may she rest in peace. The ancestors,
right.
I hope they got to get her. I hope she is being tortured. I mean, for us that's not religious, we know there is no such thing as a heaven or hell. But if there was one to put her in, she would go to the bottomless pit of it, along with Hitler and other white supremacists.
Right.
I've done horrendous.
Exactly.
And
throw the dump down in, throw the and throw the panties down there as well, too, down there in Florida. And I'm glad you brought that up there, too, Brother Chay, is because what we're seeing here in these contemporary times here in the twilight of my years, okay, is that the South is on the rise again, okay? When we look at DeSantis, when we look at these brain-dead, ass-scratching, coon-ass Negroes who come up here on doing...
Not his damn name, Shabaka, but that coon-ass lieutenant governor from North Carolina that calls himself running for president. He wants to be the Republican nominee for president. Them ass scratching. He said he had the audacity to say that we're the ones that owe reparations, but he didn't say who we supposedly owe reparations to. But he said we should be thankful because. White people fought for us in the Civil War. First of all, white people did not fight for us in the Civil War. White people fought against the Confederacy, the Union.
Right.
And the Confederacy was winning until the colored infantry were introduced, and then the Union started to win the war. So it was black people, foundational black Americans, that won that war.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. And then just like with any other war that the United States has been into since the Revolutionary War, a whole lot of black blood had gotten shed.
Right. We fought every single war this country has ever had.
Yes, sir. And then not to mention the fact. Oh, it's quite a few. There's quite a few, Brother Chay, and then not to mention the fact of the black GIs after World War One, you know, who were murdered, you know, by white supremacists for wearing a uniform. Same thing with World War Two. But then during the Vietnam conflict, okay, we don't have to mention his name. There was a brother from a place called Louisville, I think, who stood up and said, I have no quarrel with the Viet Cong. They ain't never raped our women. They ain't never hung our people. They ain't never killed our babies. And then as the same man had stated in 1974 in the Congo, which was then called Zaire, no, we are not brothers, because brothers don't go out there and hang their brothers on trees and cut off their private parts and put it off in their mouth. Brothers don't do what they did to Emmett Till down in Mississippi. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Brothers don't do what they did to little Tamir Rice there in Cleveland, Ohio. Brothers don't do to brothers what they did to Mr. Eric Garner there in New York City. Brothers don't do to brothers what they did
brothers
to Mr. Mike Brown and
black girls.
Yes, sir. You say, yes, sir. And then brothers don't get up there on auction blocks and sell little black girls 13, 14 years old on Black Friday. So therefore, you know, this country has a whole lot to answer for. And also, to our tags, ladies and gentlemen, our podcast, Critical Race Theory, iTunes, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Fox News, CNN, Don Lemon, Fucker Carlson, and Black Eye Stan. Now, getting on with Don Lemon.
I'm so glad him and Don Lemon got fired. Good riddance to both of them.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, there's a dude from India by the name of Vivek Ramaskil,
He called himself running for president. I got to give Don Lemon his props. He checked that fool. He definitely did check him.
He definitely did.
What the hell he talking about? Talking about we? Oh my God! Do you remember what he said, Shabaka? Do you remember what Veerman, whatever hell his name is? Do you remember what he said when he was on
Ramaskinski? Yeah, he is talking about that we are wrong, pretty much the crux of what his point was, that we are wrong to ask for reparations, that we were wrong to talk about slavery, that we was wrong to sit up there and say that those of us who do not wish to be all inclusive, okay? Fools like that are dangerous to black families because, see, we are all we got. See, we got to build an economical basis. We got to build an educational basis and what have you. Also, too, we got to build a basis of science and technology.
This damn immigrant wouldn't have been allowed over in this country if it wasn't the foundation of black Americans. And then he has the audacity.
Yeah, exactly.
Super shit. And then on top of it, Shabaka, that's where our vice president, Kamala Harris, is from, India.
Her mother's from India,
the Brahmin class.
And
so this dude's probably Brahmin,
yes,
too.
And her father's from Jamaica. Oh, yes, sir, because they do have a caste system over there in India that's real tough, like with the Untouchables and all that stuff like that right there. Sound like that they were a carbon copy of the Jim Crow South of the United States. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
and then keep in mind that India.
But they receive is the equivalent of what we receive here in the United States.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And then, of course, too, and then speaking of Mr. Till, you see what I'm saying, you know, is bringing, you know, or should bring attention to the barbarism of this nation's history. Now, for all you clowns out there that says, well, you know, if you don't like the head, then just leave. Soon as you cut the check of $100 trillion intangibles. Okay? You think
right.
You're supposed to come here and shed our blood and sit here and say, yeah, as a child, we said, wait to lay with you, Bob. You, Bob, Bob. No. See, that garbage has got to go. You know what I'm saying? That has got to go.
But
and then on top of it, too, we are.
Premise talking points. But, Shabaka, we had several deaths this week. Carolyn Bryant was the one that made me, you know, made my heart go pit-a-pat. But the one that was Harry Belafonte passed away. Best in power to the elder.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely, Jerry Springer kicked the bucket.
Jerry Springer, that was yesterday.
Yeah, we got to do a show. Okay, and later for Jerry Springer, too.
And then lesser known was the brother that was the attorney in New York, Alton Murdoch Jr.
Oh, yes, sir. I saw somebody paying tribute to the brother. Yeah, that we're transitioning. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he was the lawyer in the case of Tawana Browley.
Yeah, and
I remember that case. Yeah, I remember that case of Tawana Browley.
Well, do you care to elaborate so our viewers know?
Yes, sir. From what I understand about Ms. Brawley is that she had stated that she was raped by a white man. And he was the attorney on the case. And then from what I understand, that it came out that she was off with a boy. And her father was very strict about it. So I think what she said was that she, in fact, was sexually assaulted, okay? And I remember this here caused a whole lot of problems, and white America was a little bit of debt with it, is because I recall Minister Farrakhan at that time, I gave some speeches on this issue that about, no, you're not going to sit up here and violate and brutalize our women like this. Okay, and then to come to find out, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and anybody's welcome to give a call here to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not the most brilliant person that day is, at 516-418-5996. And I do remember that the person who Ms. Brawley accused of raping her, yeah, they had put him in protective custody, you know, just like how they did Carolyn Bryant. And then keep in mind is that old Hyde Biden, here's another thing, too.
He never seen the inside of a jail cell. I wish he would have seen the inside of a jail cell.
Oh, yes, sir. And then Hyde Biden had put in an executive order to drop the case against him. See?
Yeah, so shame on you. So where the hell are you Biden supporters? Biden's DOJ didn't do nothing to convict this woman. And y'all keep patting yourself on the back for this anti-lynching bill, and who it was fashioned after or behind still hasn't received justice.
Right. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You know, so therefore, you know, we're waiting for all our callers to give us a call. And I noticed that old Sarge isn't with us this morning. I wonder why. Okay. And the number to call, ladies and gentlemen, is 516. Huh?
I said, don't conjure him up, Shabaki. That's what happened last time.
Yeah. Okay, and the number to call in, folks, is 516-418-5996. Now, also, too, there was a couple of things that I saw on social media. And with the passing or the transition or whatever of this raggedy skank by the name of Carolyn Bryant, there was a brother, I'm not going to say his name, who was up on either TikTok or what have you, who stated that he never wanted to see Africa as because they're the ones that sold us to slavery. Well, first place, ladies and gentlemen, I have stated on this podcast for the last 7 years, that was the biggest lie that was ever told. Now, off the research that I've done, you know, yes, sir.
African. It was actually the Moors that did that shit. The Moors did
okay,
that.
Okay, and then keep in mind. Yeah, right. And they got enslaved, too. You see, that's the irony of it. You see what I'm saying? So, keep that fact in mind that they don't want you to know in mainstream media. So now where's all the Tucker Carlson's at with that one, the Hannity's, that Judge Pereiro, that Fox dunk over there at Fox News? I'm glad. Yeah, and I'm glad they got sued. You know what I'm saying? And then who knows? You say that again?
You know, that was almost a $1 billion lawsuit.
That lawsuit, $750 million.
It was $787 million. And
exactly.
They didn't even have to on apology, Tabaka.
Yeah. But you see, guys like Tucker Carlson.
They lied to the public talking about this stolen election and Donald Trump is supposed to be the president and Jim Crow Biden is not supposed to be the president. This is a stolen election. And now you got Pence in court testifying against the Trump the dump.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the irony of it right there. Now, the cold part about it is, from what I understand, is that when they had to do the electoral votes in the U.S. Senate, as you know, the vice president presides over the Senate, and he's the one who announces, you know, who won the election with the electoral vote. Okay, so the dump, when he was blowing his dog whistles, you know, he came out there and said, hang Mike Pence. And then from what I understand, Mike Pence had called up Dan Quayle asking for advice on that, you know, when the Bush senior regime had got toppled, you know, by the Clinton regime. And Quayle had told Pence, well, you know, you got to go ahead and announce, you know, who the winner is. You see what I mean? And so then it was hiding Biden.
I remember Quayle as a kid because Tupac had mentioned him in one of his songs.
Right. And Quayle was the vice president from, from 88 to 92. Yeah, because Bush Sr. only served one term. And then, you know, Slick Willie came in there, you know. And then Bush Jr. had served two terms, and then of course, you know, the fiasco with go ahead.
Yeah, he started from 2000 to 2008, and there was there's still a lot of controversy around that 2000 election.
Most definitely. Right. Yeah, where the panties is from. And then also, too, let it be known, I don't call the governor of Florida DeSantis, I call him the panties, okay? It's because he's out here with his critical race theory garbage and what have you. You see what I mean? And what it is black family, is that they don't want our children knowing. Yes, sir.
Let's get back on that Don Lemonade and the Tucker the Sucker. So Don Lemonade he said he was stunned. He didn't know, and like Chewbacca is talking on a previous show, it was one or two things that got him fired. It was him checking that fucking Brooklyn dude that called himself running for president, and him checking that white woman.
Right. Okay. So I would say it was a combination of the two, you know. And then this dude, that commentator, I forgot his name or what have you, but he needs to keep his damn mouth shut because he does not know nothing about Black history in this country. I'm quite sure he knows very, very little of the Emmett Till case.
That's the one that commentated. That was the Brahmin dude from India talking about.
Right. And I forgot his name.
The Brahmin.
And then Don Lemon.
Vivarik,
Remarik, or Vivek, or whatever what his name is.
I got checked out by Don Lemon.
Yeah, you see, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, so once again, you know, we got people all up in our midst who are outsiders are commenting on how we're supposed to feel due to the brutalization that we went through here for the 400 years that we've been here, okay? See, that's non sequitur. That does not compute. That there's like a man going telling a woman about, you know, the pain of childbirth and menstruation. You see what I'm saying? That's impossible. That can't happen. And then also, too, Brother Che, I want to point out there is that I saw some transgender on Stinky Bird. And keep in mind, Musk, you are now called Stinky Bird, okay? Because Musk means that she stinks. Okay. Yes. Yeah, on Stinky Bird.
Jeff had some transgender individuals on his show yesterday.
No, really?
Yeah.
And this is on whose show?
Yeah, they're talking about House and Balls and how the Harlem Renaissance made up a bunch of gay people and queer folks and all this bullshit. And I tuned out. I couldn't listen to the rest of that shit. I gave it like
once again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. You see what I'm saying? Is because, see, what they're trying to do, as we've stated all along, and we will continue to state on this platform, is about the feminization of the Black male. The reason why this society wants to, they don't want them to react like Nat Turner did. They don't want them to react, you know, like what Sin Q did. You see what I'm saying? They don't want him to react like Huey Newton and Malcolm X did. All they want him to do is to sit up there, be effeminized, wear women's clothes, talking about he's a woman. And then the trans terrorist that I'm going to call, the transgender terrorist who got up there on Stinky Bird was talking about that he dares people to prevent him from going into a woman's restroom. And he had advocated, you know, that the trans community start bearing weapons. Okay, now do you see what's happening right here, Brother Che? So on a collective basis, that they is trying to sodomize the Black male on a collective basis, just like with the buck breaking on the plantation systems. You see, now this is the part that kills me, okay? But don't nobody want to talk about it. Oh, no, the best thing to do is not talk about it. Okay, lock Kamala Harris. Is going to sit there and go to Gory Island and puts on his chair. Well, how can you be mean to her?
This is the same Kamala Harris that said that, what's the call it? She said, America's not a racist country.
Said
America's not a racist country.
Yeah, just like Uncle Tim Scott had said that. Now, you see, now these are people who are defecating on our intelligence and urinating on our common sense. Okay, when you sit up here and make asinine statements like this, look at the imagery that you are projecting of our people to around the world, okay? And all Yassa bosses, you need to go out, rejoice the trans position, the shoving down to hell of the spirit of this Carolyn Bryant woman.
They try to put me in Facebook jail, talk about this goes against our community standards. I said white trash.
Oh, you too?
Trash, and the KKK, and I got a little message that said, do you want to keep this comment or do you want to delete it because it goes against our standards?
Oh, you too, man. They told me that for the last 10 times. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it out there. There is melanatedpeople.net. is one of our contributors, a sister out of Detroit. You know, I spoke with her earlier today. She's just saying that what we all need to do is leave Facebook, go over to melanatedpeople.net or any black social media platform.
Melanatedpeople.net, Black Enough.
Right.
This is another one. Sevenzeros.net. And there's another one. There's four or five of the platforms that are black owned that we can go to.
Okay, and then, of course, you know, they're invited to give us a call here at Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand, and on Grand Rising with Shabaka on Friday morning to see what they're talking about. Is because, see, what it is boiling down to now, people, with the American dollar getting ready to turn into shit paper, okay? We got to, balance our economy, and we got to come up with our own.
There's 19 countries in addition to Brazil, Russia, India, and China that want to join it. There's 19 other countries that want to join BRICS, is what we're calling it.
Right.
So there are more countries to follow.
Right. Okay. And then South Africa is supposed to be going with it as well, too, but I don't call it South Africa. I call it a Zania. And then also, too, let's look at South Africa a little bit. And then, of course, as we do here on our introductory audio of Amapondo that day is by Sister Mary Makeba, who is from Zania and herself. And may that sister rest in power as well, because she made a lot of great sacrifice, during her career there, too, in the 1960s and whatnot. The same thing with Nina Simone. And then, of course, Harry Belafonte, he was there during that era as well, too. So, may Belafonte rest in power as well, too. Hopefully they all gang up on the spirit of Carolyn Bryant.
We definitely need to do a show on Harry Belafonte and his contribution to the empowerment, black freedom struggle, and the civil rights movement, because he funded a lot of
absolutely.
And when a lot of activists went to jail, he bailed them out.
Yeah. No, that Belafonte did. Yeah, he definitely made a huge contribution, to our people's history, in that turbulent time. And although I was a child at that time, this is why, I call upon those before me to remind me. Feel free to call us in, correct me if I did not get the history right, although I was a child at the time, going through the sizzling 60s, as they said. And then, too, with tomorrow being April 29th, the 31st anniversary of the rebellion in Los Angeles, okay, as you can see, police brutalization, has gotten progressively worse, okay, it's gotten systemic, okay, then particularly the...
We think it's just more footage.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. It's gotten more systemic as well, too. And also, too, Sergeant Dorsey of the LAPD, you have an open invitation to call in this number at 516-418-5996 as well, too. Now, what's going on in Tennessee, as you know, the black legislatures that they had put out, but they brought them back in because they're having special elections for them to get rid of them, and they're putting themselves down, as the candidates, to replace themselves in the special election. Okay. Now, another thing, too, that we want to bring up as well is that of how Hollywood, California is still pushing, this alternative agenda, okay, because they had, what's this fool's name, Paul or Lizzo, or both of them fools. Yeah, both of them fools up there, you know, is talking about that they need to see more not transparency, but they want to see more of this alphabetized agenda, meaning the effeminization of black men. And also, too, the movie actress from the Boer movie actress from South Africa, Charlize Theron, who's adopted two black boys from Africa and is raising them as a girl. Okay, you see, you know, what is this? Okay, so as Dr. Wilson has said, you know, that there is a plan, you know, to effeminize the black men. And then, and then when a black man comes up of stature, they try to knock him down. Okay, well, O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, he was just a fool, okay, back in 1994. Okay, but look at what they're doing with Mr. Majors. He got hit with a case in New York. They put him on the cover of Ebony magazine on the March 23 edition, you know, wearing this effeminized attire. And they say it's incredible. And the cold part about it is I don't understand why don't any of these black entertainers, black rappers or what have you, black athletes all at one come together with an implosion, an economical implosion. It's because you black entertainers and you black athletes, okay, if you come together like a fist, how you take these digits and you separate them, okay, and then when you bring them together to put somebody in their place, that is an implosion.
I don't know if you're aware, but the you know how you're always crumb bumming on the Actors Guild and the Writers Guild. The Writers Guild is on the verge of going on strike again.
Oh, okay, let them. It's because the Screenwriters Guild, they had went on strike one time, man, and, you know, and I think they let them stay on strike, like, for about 4 or 5 years, and a whole lot of them had went broke, you see. So, and then with all this digital media, too, Brother Che, you and I, kind of staff here, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhancer and Frontline Black News, which Shabaka's Black Experience Enhancer is a division of. We've got to get together and get some digital marketing going on as well, too. And also, too, folks, for our listeners out there, you know, feel free to donate to Brother Che. Okay, it's because, you know, we've got to save this platform, man. We are in season 7, and this is
Cash App, JLP, Cash App, dollar sign, JLP, 5280.
Okay, and this is episode.
PayPal.
Yes.
jparis45@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And this is episode 336 of season 7. And, of course, as we know, our producer, may he rest in power, the Mad Dr. D, four days ago would have been his 64th birthday. So, of course, you know, our condolences goes out there to his loved one, you know, as well, too. Okay, but so far we haven't had any Sarge this morning. So far, no Joe Gibson. So far, none of our haters, you know what I'm saying? Okay, well, our haters and what have you, they're probably sitting there crying about the transition of that no good woman by the name of Carolyn Bryant. And then also, too, we would like to get some area code call-ins out of 312 and out of 773. And as we all know, 312 is the area code of Chicago, Illinois, so is 773. And we definitely would like to hear, you know, from our people in Chicago in regard to Emmett Till. And also to a shout-out there to New Era Chicago for the great work that they have done in the city of Chicago supporting black businesses.
Yes,
and they have went out there to
NOI. Shout out to the Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
There's a whole lot of crews out of Chicago that's doing a lot of good stuff for our people. So we can shout them out.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Absolutely. And then also, too, as we do know, is that Chicago was the start of a lot of black businesses there as well, too. And then
a black
Jean-Baptiste Pointe de Sable. Yeah, Yeah, he started a trading post over there by where the Wrigley building is. And that is the same Wrigley where your chewing gum comes from, and that is the same Wrigley that owns the Chicago Cubbies as well, too. Now,
yeah, we have
another thing, too.
After him.
Okay, you got a street in Denver called what now?
In Aurora, it's called Sable. Well, Denver and Aurora.
Oh, yeah, DeSable, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, DUSABLE. Yeah, and then too, and then of course we know that the city of Chicago was, where Ebony Magazine has started, or the Johnson Publications, as well. Now another thing too, Jerry Springer used to do his show
Chicago,
and that was some of the most stupidest, raunchiest stuff that I ever saw. And the cold part and the irony of the situation.
He exposed a lot of shit. I'll give him credit. He exposed a lot of shit. He exposed a lot of trash that exists in all racial groups, all ethnicities, all genders. Well, it's only two genders, but he put a spotlight on all of that shit. And this is the stupidest show ever, but people love it, so I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. And
that's what Springer said,
I loved it when he had the Ku Klux Klan on, and they got their ass whooped on stage in front of the whole world. That shit was hilarious. The funniest fights on
was great.
And black people or non-white people just taking flight on
right.
There.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then not to mention the fact, too, Geraldo Rivera. Okay, Geraldo, he went all the way to the... because they had a melee on Geraldo Rivera's show, I recall, in the early 90s, when he had Roy Ennis up there, who was the chairperson of the Congress of Racial Equality. And what had happened was that this white fella was going to sit up there and call Mr. Ennis and Uncle Tom. And Mr. Ennis had checked him, and then Mr. Ennis went and put hands on him. Then a whole melee broke out. Geraldo Rivera got his nose broke because somebody bounced a chair off of his mug. Geraldo Rivera, was a controversial reporter. Now, I recall, going back in memory, in 1975, Geraldo Rivera and another dude by the name of Mort Saul, I believe, had showed the Magruder film to the public about the Kennedy assassination. And what they had showed repeatedly on that is that Kennedy was shot from the front and not, the back part, is that they said that Oswell was the lone gunman. So therefore, if it was Oswell and another person, that spells conspiracy. You see what I'm saying? And Rivera, he brought that. That's about 1975, 76, I think. I'm going from memory. But, it was almost 50 years ago, just to give you an idea of how old that I am. And then also, too, for our listening audiences, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Google our past episodes of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and also definitely check out Frontline Black News as well, too, and which I'm the co-host of that as well, and the West Coast correspondent. Now, a little bit coming out of the West. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, from what I understand, is trying to put together a package of about $1.6 billion to help the homeless situation in Los Angeles. And I'm just hoping that she is housing people with that money, if she gets it, as opposed to using her money to displace the homeless even further. Is because, as I said, summer's coming and the desert is getting warm. And my prediction is that they're going to, it's already heating up. Yeah. And you ought to be feeling it in your neck of the woods there in Denver as well, too. And so, of course,
it's been here. We ain't been feeling it yet. We felt it up obscure this month. It was like in the '80s for a couple of days, but it's been raining here. It rained like the third day this week. It's rained.
Well, as they say, in Denver, Colorado, you can see all four seasons in one day at any given time of the year. I've witnessed it. You know, I saw snow on one corner, rain on another, sunshine on another, and wind on another corner. Literally, you know, and it's incredible. You know what I'm saying? It really is up here in Mile High City.
Yep, you don't let the weather just waste it. I said, if you don't like
just
the weather, just
wait 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then on top of that there as well, too, is that what we have to do, Black family, more so, is get some more of our youth involved in the sciences and the technology, is because looking over there at Silicon Game Valley, they're going more and more robotic with this stuff, robotic police dogs, robocops. Then they want everybody to do everything digitally. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to guard your privacy, I'm advocating, you know, boycott all that digital stuff. Yeah, see, it's because what they want to do is they always want to have access to your personal information, okay? Then just like with Google, alrighty, you're sitting up there in the fine print, you know, with these best programs, all this freaking advertisement on here. Oh, in fine print, yeah, we need your personal information and we may sell it. Okay, see, that is jeopardizing everybody's emotional, physical, and financial security as well, too. And then also, too, I want to talk briefly on the old bastard that shot the 16-year-old young man who mistakenly knocked on the front door.
Andrew Lester.
Yes, sir. And a young man, you know, who had lineage to Liberia, I believe, who was only 16 years old, who was looking for his brothers. Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, you know, the names keep adding up and up. Ralph Yao, Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? Tamir Rice, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, you know, Philando Castile.
Gray.
Say that again.
Freddie Gray.
Yeah, Freddie Gray. You know how the brother Isaiah's neck of the word. We're knocking neck of the wood. Let's see, one of the cousins of those founders of Black Lives Matter who was killed down there with the taser, you know, by the LAPD on Venice Boulevard. You see what I mean? And so there's definitely a culling that's going on. Now, then this brother, may he rest in peace, Alex Primo, you know, who had a series of Black Thoughts and Theory, is that he had mentioned years ago that this is a culling that is going on black males, okay? Why do they want to kill black males? Okay, well, we already know why, okay? We already know why. But we as people got to come together on a collective basis. And, you know, and I'm talking about all the street crews out there, that fellow brother, man, that you guys are going and gunning after, that is not your enemy, man. If anything, that might be an ally to watch your back for when this stuff hits the fan, because it's going to hit the fan, okay? It is definitely going to hit the fan, okay? It's when you got the panties of Florida and the dump, okay, who announced that he is running for the presidency again in 2024, okay, we are all we got, okay, and they prey off of our, on our divisiveness amongst ourselves. You see, they prey on that. You see what I'm saying? But you could best believe that they got their hidden code of what they do, you see. But of course, you know, if you talk about such things, you're a black racist and stuff like that, and guys like Tucker Carlson and that dude from India. Yeah. And then the guy that Don Lemon checked Yeah. No, not only is it impossible, Brother Che, it is impractical. Okay? And what I mean by it is impractical, okay, is that we are so dumbing down on a collective basis. No, because you got a whole lot of intelligent black folks out here, but on a collective basis, they have dumbing down our youth, you know, for them not to come together with coalitions, you know, to preserve ourselves. You see, and it's very, very interesting of how all these other groups, when they come to the United States, the first place they set up their businesses at, where they get business grants from, is in the black community. And look, what do they sell you? Alcohol, tobacco, blunt wrap, weaves, you know, for black women in their hair. They say, and then, too, and I believe that there was a crew out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the general and his detail had was stepping to these stores of stepping to these other groups who had these stores in the black community, saying, why are you charging taxes on non-taxable items? You see, so in other words, black families, that everybody's playing upon our lack of knowledge. Everybody's playing upon our divisiveness amongst ourselves. You see what I mean? And we all we got. We are all we got, black man and woman. And then keep in mind, look at all our women going up here, laying up here with white men now. Okay? Black family unit has been shattered. You see what I'm saying? And then naturally, of course, you know, if a black man goes up there and says something about that,
they have a term for it now.
Oh, really?
It's called diversity.
It's called what now?
Divesting.
Divesting?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, and then the likes of like Candace Owens, Yamarosa, you know, what was her name? Yamarosa that got thrown out the Trump regime house where they physically threw Yamarosa. Yeah, Amarosa. Yeah, okay. But they physically threw her up out of there. Then, of course, you know, Candace Owens, you know, who's constantly up there supporting President Trump and all this old type of business and things like that. It's mighty funny. You don't hear from Candace Owens too much. And you too, Miss Owens, you're welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996 as well, too, because we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time until 10 minutes ago. And definitely check out our like page or Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You can follow us on Stinky Bird at Shabaka Capital. And then to Brother Che, Stinky Bird, I notice what he does is that I'll post a comment and Stinky will come back and say, well, you know, this here may go against our community standards. We want this platform to be comfortable for everybody. But it's mighty funny is that when you show little Jimmy White Boy showing up there at a black woman's door, banging on her door with a whip, you know what I'm saying? Okay, and that was funny because that sister came out there and said, little boy, you know, get your ass up off my porch with that. But he goes up to her door, bangs on her door with a whip, okay, like how they used to beat slaves with. And the sister went up there and told him, to keep it moving, okay? And then, of course, what happened, you know, with young man who knocked on the wrong door, 86-year-old white fella, comes out there, shoots young man, knocks him down, then goes up there and shoots him again. So that clearly goes to show his intent, okay? And there is definitely a culling on black men, and this is why I am appealing to every brother here from New York to Los Angeles, from Panther Town to New Orleans to Florida to Mississippi to Chicago to Cleveland to Philadelphia. Man, we are all we got, man. It is up to us to save us. You see, we are all we got. We got to build businesses, okay? We got to set us up a military-industrial complex to defend ourselves. And definitely, of course, we want to give a shout-out there to Brother Dynamike over there at Black Power Radio. And Brother Sheikh Imam Akbar, you know, the great work they do. Definitely a shout-out there to Sister Justice Truth Bay, you know, very knowledgeable woman. And from what I understand, she's supposed to be having a platform. And Dr. Bay, you're more than welcome to call in on this platform because, you know, she is definitely monitoring the reparations situation there in California. Also, too, Bruce and Newsom.
Next week is the next hearing.
Okay, up there in California.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I've got to definitely call in, you know what I mean, and I want to get the phone number because I want to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and, you know, to call them people there in California on the Reparations Commission because I definitely want to crumble them on their law enforcement agencies in the state of California. You see what I mean? Because, you know, as we know, the race soldiers had evolved.
Shabaki, you can follow them on Twitter, CJEC, and they posting about the meeting.
Oh, okay. Inbox me that if you would please. Okay, yeah, please inbox me that if you would please. Okay, so we're down into our last 4 minutes, okay, and we appreciate our listeners, you know, if you're listening, you know, on other means other than calling in to Grand Rising with Shabaka. And the closing comments on this one here, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Che. Is that the mass injustices that is going on here in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen, against black males in particular, is no different from the same injustices that was going on here 300 years ago, except now they got it all digitalized. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Mr. Fab, you're welcome to call in too, Mr. Fab, because I saw you up there at the Warriors game, and I'm going to remind you who I am, Mr. Fab. About 12 years ago, I was following you on Facebook, and you was promoting a white artist, a white female who was constantly using the NGR term and what have you. And I had to inbox you, and I cussed you out, Mr. Fad. Yeah, so you're welcome to call up on this platform as well, too. And so therefore, Mr. Fab, you know, like you told me, well, you're going to go get in your Mercedes and go drive and do whatever. Please drive it off the Bay Bridge. Better yet, you know, get on a bar trestle, you know, crash it into a bar train. Energize yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mr. Fab, yeah. So you could definitely give me a call at 516-418-5996. Yeah, most definitely. It's because you got a lot of these black rappers who turned into producers. And I saw a clip that was presented by a Facebook friend. It was a reel of where this brother was saying is that these rappers who sit up there all this glorification of killing one another and all this old type of stuff, they're millionaires. They live in gated communities. You see what I'm saying? And then the same thing about them, they have wives, okay? Like they crumb them, like Beyonce talking all this stuff, just that they're by the other, what woman should do and all that. Beyonce has a husband. She is almost a billionaire herself. Okay, so they live in gated communities. You see what I'm saying? They send their children to private school. Private school. Now, for all of those of you who sit up there and says, well, I don't see color, you know, it's all about the money and all that. There's all sand and dominoes, man. All money ain't good money. They said we have to reinvest in ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Look at what we do here at Frontline Black News. They said we grassroots it. We're trying to grow this platform, you know, to help our unhoused neighbors. And what happened? They say, so definitely check out the hashtag Frontline Black News. Definitely check out the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Definitely, you know, check out our Facebook groups of Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Shabaka's Black Experienced Enhanced. Let's see. And there were some other groups that we had right there, Pan-African Economics and Politics. And up on that group page right there is the words of Renee Sharrock. about how the French really felt about black folks. Okay, your closing comments, Brother Jay.
Another awesome show, Shabaka. Make sure y'all check us out later on today. Lady K wants to hear from you. Gember voters, you black Gember voters that are supporting these white candidates, these white supremacists for mayor. Y'all know the number, 516-418-5996. It will be scheduled about 5 p.m. Mountain Time. So make sure to stay tuned for that. And make sure y'all call in for that. And tomorrow, join us for a brand new episode of Frontline Black News. Season 3, we're in our season 3 now. And it'll be episode 4. So, keep your head on the swivel, black family. We are at war. Just because Carolyn Bryant then finally kicked the bucket don't mean that there's not a bunch of Carolyn Bryants running around here, a bunch of Karens and Kens that want to see your demise.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Continue to demand something tangible for your vote. Demand something tangible, $100 trillion reparations starting that, and nothing less. And any politician that wants to vote, demand something tangible. If you're going to vote at all, demand something tangible.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And the funny part about it is, Brother Trey, you should that you're talking about voting and approve your point even further. I haven't voted in since the 2000 election. So what I'm going to do for the next election coming up, the next major election coming up, I am going to have to get out there to vote, is because, it's always been stated, don't vote, don't complain. I quit voting for about 20 years, but with all this nonsense that's going on right now, I am compelled to do so, and particularly when you have idiots like the Panties, Sarah Huckabee down in Arkansas, let's see, another raggedy-ass politician out there, Gruesome Newsom. From what I understand, he's supposed to be making a bid for the presidency. We don't want Gruesome Newsom as the president.
Don't vote party. Vote policy.
Right.
Vote interest.
Exactly. Exactly. And I will be registering as independent. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Who the hell is going to do something for black people? That should be your main focus. If none of them are going to do anything for black people, they don't get your vote. The vote is earned. It's not given.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? You absolutely are correct. And then also, too, I'm glad that Lori Lightfoot is no longer the mayor of Chicago. Okay. Well, we want to see what Karen Brass is going to do in Los Angeles, because I am monitoring that as best as I can with the limited resources that I have out there on the West Coast. Also, to Oakland, California, they have elected a new mayor, and we want to see what she's about. It's because she did fire the black police chief there. But when I tell you, man, the city of Oakland, man, they went through so many black police chiefs, it's pathetic. And then the black police chief that they did have, by the name of Bats, who had wind up becoming a commissioner of the Baltimore Police Department where Freddie Gray was killed. Yeah, Charles Bats. Yeah, he was fired as the police chief of Oakland as well, too. And then also, too, in the city of Oakland, you know, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, is that there is a case of one of their officers firing his weapon inside a crowded area just for the heck of it. And then it's something where he came across the shell casing and he drove across the Bay Bridge and launched it off into Frisco Bay. So, you know, we're going to definitely keep an eye on what's going on out there in Oakland in the West. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so definitely share the episode. The code of this episode is http://tobtr.com/s/1222155 6. Please share this episode as best as you can. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, This is concludes our show, and we're gonna go out with let's see. I think we're gonna go out with Milestones by the one and only Mr. Miles Davis. All right, thank you so very much for tuning in. Yes, sir.